Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible as I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word. I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry. Thank you for joining us today. We're picking up where we left off yesterday, and we've been looking at kingdom mandate or kingdom authority. And the fact is that we belong to another kingdom. We actually have diplomatic immunity from the kingdom we're in. So we want to look at this and see what it means in our lives, because God's given us dominion, He's given us authority, He's given us, He told us to replenish the earth, fill the earth, subdue the earth, and He gave us the power to do so. So let's pick it up and see where we're going and what God's going to show us, because this is vitally important. Each and every one of us need to know our rights, need to know what we can do. I'm talking kingdom rights, what we can do, how we can do it, and how we get this thing to work in our lives, where we actually have that authority that God Himself has given to us when He blessed us, He empowered us to prosper. Let's pick it up.
How are you all doing? Listen, when you find out that you have diplomatic immunity in the earth, because you belong to the kingdom of God, and what the devil's got, he can't attack you with, because you have diplomatic immunity. You know what happens when another country represented in this country, and they've got their embassy there, and somebody from, they've done something, or they're after that person, they sit in the embassy, they go and sit there, you're untouched by the land you're in. You can't be touched because they have diplomatic immunity. Well, I want you to get this in your head, that you have diplomatic immunity from sickness. No, you didn't get that. I'm going to try this, church. You have diplomatic immunity from sickness. You have diplomatic immunity from attacks of the devil. You can stop him in his tracks. Why? Because your kingdom that you represent gives you and affords you diplomatic immunity against the wiles of the devil. That's why Galatians 3:13 says, Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. That is diplomatic immunity. You need to get this. You need to get a hold of this. I'm telling you, if a guy runs into an embassy and they want to get him, remember the one man, he was in the embassy, I don't even remember, in Europe for months, with Snowden, what was his name, that guy. They couldn't touch him. They were sitting outside. You had the FBI, you had the BBI, and you had the CBI. And they were all sitting outside, and he sat inside that place. They could not touch him for months. I think for a year, maybe 2 years. They couldn't touch him. Why? Because he claimed diplomatic immunity. Now, if you don't claim your immunity, you're not going to get it. We're going to talk about that in a minute. Praise God. Now, what my wife was talking about earlier, we started off and we had to live by faith. And we had a lot of faith in places like Checkers, because we could get 2 burgers for $1 or something silly. I think $1, 2 burgers and fries. Remember that? I call them chips, you call them fries. I speak correctly, you don't. And so, but we had to live by faith for every single thing that we got, absolutely everything. And you know, there were times, I'll just say this, we would go drive past the house and see a chair outside. My wife would say, stop, let's get it. And we'd stop, we'd load it in the truck that had holes all over it, and we'd take it home and she'd work on it, and it cost us like nothing. But we had faith. Was in the garbage, basically. And so we've been there. We've seen that. We've done it. And then we started. We went up. We started going to those places like Goodwills and places like that. We would go to those places. That was a dumpster diving with the chairs. So now we progressed and we went up to Goodwill and places like that. And we'd go in there. We'd find stuff that we needed, furniture. And my wife, we'd take it home and she'd work on it, make it look great. And we lived with that stuff for years. So we didn't just say, you know, I'm not going to do anything. I'm just going to believe God. And I'm not going to get up and do a thing. No, we still had to push forward. We had to demonstrate faith. We had to demonstrate gratefulness. Amen. Everyone say gratefulness.
Gratefulness.
We've got to show gratitude. And we shouldn't have a spirit, listen, of entitlement. No spirit of entitlement. We've got to have gratitude. We've got to show people we care. We've got to show people we're thankful. We're grateful. Amen. Because that's what we do. That's who we are. We're Christians. And today, and we started off already with immunity. That's that word, you can start studying it out. And you can make a complete year sermon just on immunity from what the devil's got. Because God said these words. He said, the gates of hell will not prevail against the church of God. That is your spiritual immunity right there.
Amen.
So I'm not talking something silly. He said you are ambassadors. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And so if I'm ambassador, I have immunity from the kingdom that I'm in the kingdom I'm at. So I'm in the world right now. That's why he said, you're in the world, but you're not of the world.
Yeah.
You understand? And so we have diplomatic immunity from King Jesus.
Amen.
And King Jesus is over the kings. You can put my title up, Laura. And we're going to talk about this kingdom authority and mandate. And when God blessed mankind, just touch on this again, in Genesis 1:28, he empowered mankind, as man and woman, he empowered us to prosper, to be fruitful, to multiply, to fill the earth, to subdue the earth, and to have dominion over everything that is on the earth.
Amen.
When he blessed us, he empowered us to prosper in all those areas. He gave us a mandate, but he also supplied all you need for that mandate. You see, Abraham had a mandate on his life. He was going to be the one that helped usher in the promised child and Jesus Christ, the promise for us. And Abraham, before the foundation of the world, the ram was sent up the mountain so that when Abraham got there to kill his son or sacrifice his son Isaac, the ram was already there. And Abraham, listen, you've got to listen very carefully now. I need you to tune in and listen. Abraham, before he walked up that mountain with his son, Isaac, the promised child, he said to his servants, he prophesied, you wait, the child and myself are going up to worship, but we will come back.
Amen.
That is what you just did now when you started making a declaration. He declared, he spoke it, he got it. Father, I thank you that my tongue is that of a ready rider. I thank you, Lord, the anointing flows through my life. It comes from within the spirit of my spirit right now, the kingdom of heaven. The words and the oracles are from you. I thank you, Lord, that people will receive, they will receive, and they will get from just hearing, they will get revelation. This is not information. This is revelation that we're looking for. In the name of Jesus, and everyone agreeing said,
amen.
Amen. Now, dominion, when he said we'd have dominion, it's sovereignty or control, supremacy, ascendancy, dominance, superiority, authority, and power. Or you could say it this way, power to direct, to control, or dispose of at your discretion. But it's going to have to be at your discretion. Power to direct, to control, and to dispose of at your discretion. So now, you see the scripture behind me. Job 22:28. All of you, make this part of who you are. Make it a part. There's many scriptures you need to make a part of your life. You need to soak in it. You need to meditate in it. And God told us through Job, he said that you shall also decree a thing and it shall be established unto you.
Amen.
So let me ask you a question. If you don't decree a thing, what's going to happen? Nothing. Is that correct? He said, you shall decree a thing and it will be established. What will be established? What you decreed. Who will it be established for? The person who decreed it. What about the person who didn't decree it? What's he going to get? Nothing. What about the person who's wavered between, is it real or is it not real? What's he going to get? Nothing, because he's a double-minded man. The Bible says he will receive nothing. Can you say amen? So what's God saying to do when you read that scripture? He's telling you something. What's he saying? Decree. Everyone say decree.
Decree.
Amen. And what happens if you do decree a thing? It will be established unto you. Amen. What will be established? Whatever you have decreed. Come on, you need to get this. We've heard about death and life and the power of the tongue, and those that love it will eat the fruits thereof, and out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. We know all those scriptures. This is the same thing, looking at it from a different angle. Amen? So whatever the person decrees shall be established to that person. Now, who can do this? You. But born again, children of God, can decree a thing. Amen. We're talking kingdom stuff now. We're talking kingdom stuff. You can decree what the kingdom holds for you. That's why it says you can bind and you can loose. Through declaration. Amen. So we got to get this. You can decree. Put your hand on your heart. And say, I can make decrees. According to the word of God. And it shall be established. In my life. Now, this is the word of God we're talking about, amen. Now, on that line, when a miracle is not declared by a born-again child of God, when a miracle is not declared by a child of God, its presence in this natural realm is illegal. Let that sink in. When a miracle is not declared, its presence in this natural realm is illegal because it is establishing something you didn't decree. Then it's illegal. Now people are decreeing over their own lives, I'm sick. And they're establishing it and they're seeing sickness. But then there are people who are establishing by the stripes on his back, I'm healed. And they're healed. You see what I'm saying? But if you say nothing, there's no right for it to be there and just bless you. You see, the curse is available and the curse is in the earth, but we are redeemed from the curse. We have been redeemed from the curse, amen? And so, if you didn't decree a thing, it's illegal. Why? Because he gave you dominion.
Amen.
Who has the dominion? Mankind. Mankind has dominion. So what God told us we can do and we should be doing. Amen? So, the voice translation says it this way. You will pronounce or decree or declare something to be, and he will make it so. Now, there's one thing. You have to see yourself as a decreer. You have to see yourself with a mandate, with a production center that you can produce by declarations that you bring forth. Declarations line up with the word of God, blessings from the kingdom. Ephesians 1:3, you have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places. How do I get what's in the heavenlies into the here and now? Declaration in faith and expectation.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerald Curry of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie. We trust that our daily broadcast is a blessing in your life. We strive to bring you a word that will strengthen your faith and improve your relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible gift into this ministry, please go to traditionworshipcenter.com and click on the donate or give button and follow the prompts. Thank you for your continued support and God bless you.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA SIPC.
Hey, this is Pastor Josh from Calvary Chapel in Palm City. We want to invite